like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide.
I hadn't really thought about that. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got the Boyd Furniture folks sitting across from me as Rylan Dagg here, along with his wife, lovely wife, Deirdre Dagg, and one of their children, Liberty. And she's not as she. I gotta tell you, I must admit, you know, she's a cute little girl. While she's sitting here, I'll go ahead and say it, since she's refusing to talk. She's a cute little girl, but she's terrifically unpleasant.
She's not talking too much this morning.
We have been up a long time, so.
I thought that might get her to talk. I'm trying to get her to say something.
She is my shy one. She's not the.
All right. Are you sure? Are you sure? You guys didn't get out of the hospital with the wrong kid?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, she does look like you. So.
Yeah, no, she... Yeah,
she acts like her mom quite a bit. So.
I'm just kidding you, Lib. I'm just kidding you. It is a family... Tell me a little bit about Boyd Furniture. Like it is really a family affair, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the kids are in there helping all the time. Wife's in there all the time. Mom will help out if she has to once in a while. The kids have been known to take customers around and try
really?
To sell furniture.
Oh, you know, now hold busy. On, hold on a second. What do you mean the kids take customers around?
Anything to make a dollar. The family knows, so they're in there working at all times.
Sure.
On their spare time, they might be sitting there getting the Wi-Fi and playing with the iPad. But sometimes we get too busy, and there's some other customers, and they all know enough to at least walk around and send them in the right direction.
Have you had that happen?
Yes.
I'll ask you. Had Shannon Withrow.
Yeah.
Mentioned he,
yeah, well, I was busy one time, and they were in there, and asked Shannon if I could help him. He said, he's done, got it figured out. And I said, huh? And he said, yeah, Justice led us in the right direction.
And Justice is your son.
Out. Yeah.
Justice is how old?
Eight.
8 years old. I had to think for a second.
Well, I'll ask you, Deirdre, is he old enough to have been able to cross the street on his own to go to the other warehouse there?
Well, just recently.
Keep a close eye on him.
He doesn't pay attention a whole lot when he is on speed all the time. Like it is,
all town is a lot
he's
of
focused.
He is focused, and he is just fast, so he doesn't really pay attention to what's going on around him. But he, I say that she's the shy one. He is not shy. He is very outgoing and will talk your leg off and... he does a really good job, and he remembers everything. Like, he's like his father. You can have this huge building and everything be in one spot, and you can move one little straw, and he will notice.
Is that right? Are you the same way? Yes. You'll notice when something's out of place, huh?
Drives me crazy.
Three things on the floor, with that many pieces of furniture, you have to mentally have a note where it's happening. A customer walks in, they're in a hurry.
Yeah.
You can't spend 15 minutes walking around.
Well, I guess that makes sense, don't you? You need to kind of know. Somebody says, all right, I'm looking for, they test a recliner. They're sitting in the recliner, and it feels good.
Yeah,
they think, oh, this is going to be the one I want. I think, do you have another? Do you have it in charcoal?
Right,
as opposed
charcoal.
To
do you have it in power? Do you have it heat and massage? Does it rock? Does it swivel?
And you have to be able to know
and
where
you got to pop it off the top, know where it's at.
I walk around three times to find it because it does not stick.
They call me twice.
He remembers, and all the kids really do. All three of them really do have that memory. God bless me with ADD for a reason, and that is not. I cannot. Remember anything, so I'll just walk around three or four times before I find it and
move on.
Well,
that's good. Well, you see, that way you get to see the whole showroom
There's definitely advantages to it, but just to make sure.
Yeah, you talk about recliners. I mean, we've got 100 to 125 recliners in stock all the time.
You've got, you know, and you say that, and I'm sitting there thinking, all right, you know, that's a lot of recliners. But when you probably see them, I bet you that of your 125 recliners, you probably have about over 100. I bet you don't have any matching, really, any one recliner is the same, any duplicates.
Not too many. We try to keep a few. Sometimes people want, you know, in pairs, yeah. But we try to keep as many as we can. We also have the mattress center, and we have 20 different mattresses set up over there in the mattress store. You can come take a rest test and check out.
Yeah.
Also have the dining center with 25 kitchen tables set up, probably over 20-some bedroom suites set up, multiple sectionals. We do have a clearance room upstairs. We never have a sell at Boyd Furniture. We just mark our prices low, like I've said before.
Yeah. That's one of the things that probably helps you out a little bit, get customers coming back over and over, because since you don't have a sale, you will mark down and folks will come in another time and see something they might have had their eye on.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you got the clearance from upstairs, sometimes scratch and dent, things come a little damaged.
Or discontinued items happens,
but that's the lowest price is going to be upstairs. And like I said, today I'm giving the 10% off, if you mentioned the Bruce Dickey Show.
There you go, let's say that again.
That's a rarity at that store. I mean, we don't give much off. I mean, we have the prices marked down already, so that 10% savings is really going to put you in a good spot.
Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center is today's business of the day, and you walk in there today and try to buy something, you tell them, You heard you on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're going to give them 10% more off.
Yes, sir. And one more thing we have going on. We are giving a recliner away for Father's Day.
Tell me about this.
Yeah, so you go to our Facebook.
Any recliner?
I've got three. There's three pictures. Go to my Facebook, Boyd Furniture's Facebook right now. There's probably about 8,000 followers. But get on there and like it, comment, look at it. And you can pick through one of the three recliners. I think there's a blue one, a leather one, and a different color.
You know, we haven't talked much about the computer yet. Boyd Furniture is tremendously, you guys have used the computer and marketing on the computer, to my estimation, more than most furniture places.
Yeah, as far as this giveaway I'm doing
right
now.
You focus on that quite a bit.
Yeah, this giveaway I'm doing right now started, I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago, and I looked this morning, there's been over 42,000 people look at it.
Really?
Yes, 900 and some made comments. Just go to my Facebook and click down to it, make a comment on it, and like my page. So you
comment, you're entered.
Yep.
Yes, comment about Boyd Furniture and like my page, of course, and it goes into the computer system. And then
how does it draw? Does it have some kind of particular thing?
There is a thing on Facebook.
With the business.
I don't mean to ask. I don't mean to be asking stupid.
Yeah. No, there's a place on there.
Technological questions, but I have no idea.
Right, it's kind of set up as a business Facebook. I mean, it's regular Facebook. There's stuff you can do with it.
Because you see how we draw.
Right. Yeah. That's the way we've done it in the past, but I just found out about the situation I'm going to use this time on the Facebook.
Yeah.
My sister and her husband have the Monk and Dodge Nissan GMC dealership in Centralia, and they just had a giveaway for a gas card the other day, and they found this system on Facebook you can click on. It automatically picks it for you.
That's handy.
So we're going to try it this time and see how it works instead of having this 5-gallon bucket with 1,000 names in it.
He's looking at the Utz pretzel jar that we use for all of our drawings, basically.
Yeah. And that's what we've done in the past, but we're going to try it this time.
That's probably, you know, that's a lot easier for you than writing down 900 names that you've had on Facebook. Was that your job?
Number systems.
That's your job.
It's usually my job to do all the writing or any of the computer stuff.
But like I said, somebody will win that recliner. It will be given away Saturday.
That's a good point, Deirdre. Are you the computer expert there?
I'm far from an expert, but when they have situations, they call me, yes. So that's and it's so easy. Facebook is so easy to do. When we first started, I had to talk them into it. I just kept saying, of course, you know, none of them had Facebook yet and didn't understand it. And with us having kids that were younger, you know, I'm around high school kids all the stinking time. Yeah. So, you know, you get into that stuff. And I really pushed for it. But it's so easy.
Well,
so easy.
And it reinforces the point about how when you get – if you have – how many friends do you have on there?
Probably close to 8,000.
Yeah, of likes.
Yeah, and 7,800, I know.
I can't tell you on a daily basis how many people come in and say, oh, we saw you on Facebook, so we decided to come and check it out. And they've driven from
– Yeah, that was going to be my next question, Deirdre. What's the farthest away you think somebody has come from that kind of marketing effort?
I've pulled in Carlisle before. I pulled in Nashville, Illinois. Yeah. I brought them in from Heron. Grayville, Albion, Salem.
Do you get anybody? I always wondered this in the furniture business in Southern Illinois. Do you get anybody to come over, like from Indiana, or do the folks go to the bigger towns?
We get them. I mean, not at first,
because it seems like to me if you've walked through a furniture store, and it's been years since I did, but if you walk through a furniture store in Evansville, pricing, you're not going to get better pricing
no.
than the, over there than you will here.
Right.
You're going to get better pricing in Southern Illinois.
Yeah, and then delivery fees and stuff from over there are pretty outrageous. I mean, we will charge a small fee here on some items, but I know somebody got something from Evansville not too long ago that time was done. It was $270-some to bring it over here.
Just for delivery.
So you add that to your overall expense, you could have saved a lot by going to Boyd Furniture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things. I was kind of joking earlier, talking about you owning downtown. You have how many entrances to the store to shop? Just the main one in front, or the one across?
You got Mattress across the street has its own entrance, and on the other side of the street is your kitchen tables and bedroom suites in one building, and to the south of that would be your recliners and sectionals and entertainment centers. And
there's two entrances to that.
Two entrances to that.
When are you going to buy the post office?
It's still going. It's a handy one to have.
We're running out of buildings.
Yeah. I was going to mention the little old Opry, but those guys probably said, hey, wait a second.
Hey, we're moving down there.
No. And that little place
little
is Opry's busy all the time.
Opry's
the whole community's doing pretty good. New school and all the buildings are full. I mean, things are looking good for Wayne City.
I was going to talk to Deirdre here in the next segment about the new school. I went walking through it, and it's very impressive.
It's amazing, yes. Isn't it? We are super excited. Just for our sake, we have two kids that are going to get full enjoyment out of that. But it is. It's going to be so nice for just our community, everybody. Just to have that school sitting there. And
it really will. I'm talking to Rylan Dagg along with Deirdre Dagg and daughter Liberty, who's not talking at all. We're talking about Boyd Furniture. Today's business of the day, again, the big special today. If you go in there, tell them you heard them on the Bruce Dickey Show, and they'll just automatically chop 10% off whatever you're buying. There you go. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll be back after these.
The only two things in life that make it worth living. His guitars are tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Oh, baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390, WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. My guests across the way are Rylan Dagg and Deirdre Dagg. They are with Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center over in Wayne City, Illinois. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center are today's business of the day. So if you haven't written that down, go ahead and do it. And today only, Today only. He just came to the decision while he's up. Does your dad know you, by the way? Or?
Not yet. I hope he's listening because somebody walks in here in about 10 minutes when it's 10% off. He's going to look at him and say, what? So might need to send him a message real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's probably smart. So 10% off on if you mentioned you heard them talking on the Bruce Dickey Show today, by golly, get 10% off today. So on their business of the day. We were just talking a minute ago in the break before we get back to the furniture store, before we talk about the high school. I didn't realize you guys were that – well, I knew you are. You're both big basketball fans. I didn't realize you were that big a Warrior fan.
Yeah. We like the Warriors. We like all basketball, but Justice, our son, is a huge Curry fan, so you're going to see it all the time.
Why is he a big Stephen Curry fan?
Because he can shoot. What else do you need? He can shoot.
So is Justice going to be that good a shooter?
He's working on it. This is the first week he's not been at basketball camp since he got out of school.
Yeah.
He took this week off.
Yeah.
Did you see how Stephen Curry became that good a shooter?
And that's
by
what
we because he wasn't that good.
No, he wasn't.
That's the surprising thing.
Yeah.
Is because Curry was in high school, he wasn't a very good shooter.
No. Well, even in college, he wasn't. You
like
know,
his
he
freshman
wasn't,
year or something.
Yeah. He picked a small college. He didn't go big. But we've watched videos on that because. Justice has always been.
He's a hip shooter.
Kind of.
He uses his whole body.
He's
so little.
Right now. He's so little. He does.
Well, see, that's what,
the form and make sure everything's right. And,
that's what Curry was until college.
Yeah,
he was shot from the hip and then
he
just basically changed his
shot.
Style.
And we're working on that now with me being. But you know he's
with
always
you being
been
a
more
basketball
right,
coach.
And he's always been in the gym from the time he was a year old. I was coaching at Wayne City, and so he's been in the gym all of his life, and he literally. Plays all the time, like it is nonstop.
So, do you think the Warriors win it tonight on the road, or is it going to have to go back to Game 7 in Golden State?
I'm going to say it's going to Game 7 just because they want to win.
Warriors by 10.
Yeah, tonight you think?
Yeah,
maybe they might be mad enough, but
the only way I'm with Rylan here, and maybe the only way I don't think the Warriors win it. Is if the NBA somehow tries
that's
to
that's exactly my point.
The conspiracy.
Have you seen the wrapping?
We apparently are the three of us are not the only people who have conspiracy.
Have you seen the reffing? I mean, it's
I have.
I sit there and scream.
They
at the
do
TV.
Like LeBron, don't they?
They do, and I sit there and scream at the TV, and the kids are like, "Mom, they can't hear you." I'm like, "I know, but it's making me feel better." Like it's awful.
It's football out there right now.
You wonder why the kids then. You know, because they see that. That's what they watch.
Well, that's got you know. You've got a point, dear. That's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
This series
thing.
Is made one of the roughest.
Oh, wait, and it's not supposed to be that way.
Not been like this since early '90s, probably.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I agree. They should. It is NBA. It is professional. They should be a little tougher. But we're also setting an example for our younger,
kids
that watch them.
The thing also is, for Golden State. They have been basically over the last couple of 3 years. You know, they have been the team that shoots over people. They don't. Their reputation is they shoot and score. They shoot and score. They don't defend. They're earning it
in those series, aren't they?
Yep, every basket.
It is definitely not just an offensive game.
Do you like that Draymond kid?
I like that Draymond kid.
He plays hard.
He plays hard. He's tough. I mean, you got
to believe
have
he went the second round.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. Now,
but that's a lot of players you see anymore.
He was the first round, and
Curry was the second round.
Curry was the second round.
Klay Thompson was the second round.
Yeah, Green was like the 23rd pick.
Yeah, I mean you look at their whole team. There's a whole lot of them that were not first round picks. So yeah, they've worked hard and they've earned it by working hard.
They've never played close to here. I mean, I guess they've played in Indianapolis. Have you guys ever thought about going to a game?
We looked into it a couple times.
Yeah, we tried to, but it's always a night
game.
We
got games going on.
It's difficult for you.
It's a weekday,
Self-employed, coaching high school basketball, and all the kids playing sports. It's hard to get away. This Sunday, we're going to the Cardinal game for Father's Day. It's a Sunday, nothing going on, so you can have a good time Sunday.
Weekdays are tough, and even now, Saturdays, she's swimming on swim meets, so we still have time.
We mentioned that Boyd Furniture opens at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I guess that's daily, right?
Yes.
What time they close?
6 during the week, 5 on Saturday, closed on Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And folks can find out more. Where do you go? Is it Facebook, or do you also have a
BoydFurn.com. Yeah, we've got tons of furniture on there. They've been redoing the website this week. I think it's back up, not for sure.
Who does that?
A company out of Mount Vernon does it. Okay. And then Jimmy Walker, he's been with us since day one. Runs the Facebook, manages, takes pictures, helps deliver, order, all the above. So Jimmy helps out a lot.
He's the MVP. My father. He would be the MVP of Boyd Furniture.
That's Jimmy, cool.
Yeah.
That's great. You, that's wonderful that you keep.
And hopefully, don't have the radio on today. It's day off. I don't know if
his head. Yeah.
I was going to say, you're sitting here talking about how nice that big a family business is, and the MVP is the non family member.
He's practically family.
We've kind of inherited him. He's a pretty good guy. Him and his family, they, you know, kid about just his age, so they run around.
Sorry, since we're talking about boyfriend, tell me who all works there. Give me the names of everybody who's gonna work there.
Yeah, myself, Bill, Jimmy.
Bill, you're Bill's gonna give my me, father. Give me last names.
Yeah, Bill Daggs.
I'm basically asking you, Rylan, to give me shout outs.
Yeah, everybody. Jimmy Walker.
Because people want to hear you remember them. Jimmy Walker, go ahead.
You want me to do it? So it's Rylan, and then it's Bill Dagg, which is his father, and then Jimmy Walker is our MVP. I'll
See,
give that to
you
him.
Know she knows what she's doing because she's counting on her hands right there.
So I have ADD, remember?
I understand that. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
And then I am there occasionally, and then we have all the kids. America's there. Liberty's there. Justice is there.
A few high school kids once in a while.
Yeah, and then we have Chad Dickey, which, you know, he works.
Basketball player.
He's a basketball player.
Does he play baseball?
He does not play baseball. He just plays basketball.
Okay.
He has a cush job, though.
What's he do?
Well, he happens to be America's boyfriend as well.
Yeah.
And so he got hired on to work. And I'm thinking he's got the easiest. He's got the easiest job. He does work hard. He goes, but it, you know, he gets
that's
off.
Like the
America calls and says, "Can Chad get off work now? Because we're going to go do something." You know.
That's, now it's all.
And she calls
clear.
Her grandpa for that, not her dad.
Yeah.
And you know, grandpa's like, "Oh yeah, yeah."
Now, so, who's grandpa?
Bill.
Bill. Okay, Bill.
Yeah. So. But Chad does work for us and does a pretty good job, too. So.
Oh, I was thinking. I'm sorry. I was thinking your grandpa. I'm sorry.
No, I wish it was my grandpa. But but we, you know, we're all together. We all work hard. And
all right. Let's talk a little bit about the basketball. Well, we haven't talked about Wayne City girls basketball. Let's talk about it. Tell me about this. What are you looking for? Having walked through that, they were they were putting down the floor.
Floor, yes. Right,
whenever I was walking through.
Yeah.
That gymnasium, do you have enough kids going out for the team to be able to fill that gym?
I think with
all those practice goals?
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
It'll be so nice. Because there's a lot of times I need to work individually on girls, and I just don't have goals to do it. Either that or I'm fixing leaks coming out of the, you know, trying to clear things off. So it's going to be so nice to have that space. Unfortunately, though, they're tearing down our school now, we don't even have a gym floor in our old gym, and we can't get into our new gym till the end of July.
Right.
So it kind of eliminates summer basketball for us.
Well, that's volleyball. That's too bad.
Volleyball, I mean, every sport. Volleyball is going to some camps and different things, and all their camps are in June, which are all the basketball camps, too. And in a small school like us, it's the same girls playing basketball and volleyball.
Right.
And so they all get to do their volleyball first, and I don't interfere with that because that is the first sport that shows up as soon as school starts. It's volleyball season.
And Lamar would have you.
And Lamar would kill
Lamar would not be happy. Let's put
no.
it that way.
My very first experience with Lamar, I learned my lesson really quick. So he likes me now, but But so we have a summer off, and you know, I don't think it's going to hurt him that much. It's okay for high school kids to have a summer too.
Yeah.
You know, I am not one of those people that think that their whole summer should be
As a coach, give me your opinion on this, mm-hmm. and I hate to leave you out, Riley.
I'm used to it.
Give me your opinion on a lot of kids these days are specializing,
mm-hmm.
and they're only sticking with one sport, and they're like going to clubs
right.
and stuff
mm-hmm.
over in their off season.
Right.
Is that how good of an idea is that?
Well, just for an example, my kids don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, we play every sport there is. We don't for example, Justice, again, he plays soccer. And you know how good that is for his basketball skills, like his
hand-eye
footwork, his hand-eye coordination, his just running, you know, just getting in shape, and he can outrun anybody just because he plays. Each sport gives you a different aspect,
different perspective, and a different kind of training too,
and it just enhances you just that more. If you look at the professional athletes, they're all talking about they didn't do just one sport; they played every sport they could as well, and especially in a small school. You have to play every sport in order for that team to be able to play because we just don't have that many numbers of kids. I think they burn out on it.
If they're playing just one.
If they're just playing one, they burn out. Or how many surgeries have you seen baseball players at sophomores in high school because they've pitched you know, so many
shoulders are blown out or something.
That shouldn't happen. Yeah. You know, it should never. That should never be a problem.
I kind of figured that. With the small school especially,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
the focus would be on spreading it out.
They're all good kids. Allison Bass, which is, you know, our returning MVP, she's 2 years MVP in our conference.
Yeah.
She does play club volleyball during basketball season, but basketball comes first.
Right.
You know, there she may miss a Saturday practice. I think she did miss one all season to go to a tournament.
So, and, I mean, as a coach, you're willing to. Yeah,
I'm okay with that. Yeah. You know, she works hard at practice, and she's, you know, I know she's going to do something. Now, if she's going to sit at home and sleep, then I have an issue. But I know she's going and working just as hard when she's playing that club volleyball as she would at practice. So I'm usually pretty good about that. But you have to.
Yeah.
You have to be kind of.
So you're looking forward to the new gym. How's the team going to be?
We're going to work hard. I lost one. I mean, America was my only senior.
Is that right?
That was it.
I thought you had more than that.
No, America was it. Now I am going to miss having her with me.
Yeah.
As a
where's she going to school?
Player. She's going to USI.
Good.
Yeah, she's super excited. We're ready to go and things are.
Yeah, and with the new school and the committee's upbeat, you know, we'll probably gain some more kids over the next 4 or 5 years in the school. And hopefully.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And help our sports program.
It's a beautiful. You walk through that school, they've put it together just
beautifully. Why wouldn't you want, if you're moving, why wouldn't you want to move to a place that has a new school and a new facility and really wanting to make your, make it better for your kids?
Wouldn't it be cool if the state actually did sign their check and say,
yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
I keep believing it's coming. I'm not going to give up on it. It's coming.
Oh, I know it is.
It's coming.
We've been talking. I'm not done, but we were talking to Ryland Dag. I had to get the school perspective from Deirdre. Ryland, what's next for Boyd Furniture?
Boyd Furniture, the summer's coming on. There'll be mattress sales coming up in July. August, I'm sure there'll be another promotion by Serta. Ashley Furniture will have a promotion or Catnapper through there. So. There'll be a lot of bargains throughout the summer available at Boyd Furniture.
And Serta has redone their mattresses and actually has added a couple of new lines.
Oh, really?
Yes. They are super nice.
Just real nice.
Oh, yeah, they got some new
cool. How many mattresses you guys set up over there?
About 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of different sizes.
Yeah, we have a huge display.
With adjustable bases and all different sizes.
Yeah.
I saw one the other day that had like a pocket.
In there.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
I'm gonna say that's just kind of. I didn't. They call them a pistol pocket.
Yeah.
That was an odd one to me.
Yeah. Not for me.
But they started has some really nice ones. They've gone into doing some hybrids instead of
spring and memory foam mix
together.
Okay.
And actually, we redid our house, and I actually got one.
We got a hybrid about 30 days ago. Yeah, it's very nice.
Are you used to it yet?
Used to it.
Yeah, I don't really want to get out of bed in the morning.
Bruce, I might be coming. I don't know. This mattress is so nice. I might just sleep till 10.
Yeah. We have to fight the kids off of it. They all like it
and
enjoy it. But
that's
it sort of has come up with some really good ones.
So. Well, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center is the business of the day today. Go in there today. Tell them you listen to Ryland and Deirdre on the Bruce Dickey Show. And by golly, he's going to take 10% off. Guys, thank you so much for coming
in.
I really do appreciate
it. We love
it. Thank you.
You bet. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a great day.
excitement returns to the newly renovated Kentucky Speedway July 9th for the Quaker State 400 presented.